Hello, my name is Corey. I'm 32 years old. I've been diagnosed with schizoaffective bipolar disorder since the age of 19. I went on 2 job interviews, and I'm striving to become successful and productive in today's society. I've been sober for almost a year now. What helped me to stop drinking and drugging is my support group and my family. They always been on my back. They always been on my side. They always want a brighter future for me. They give me advice, let me know it's not good for me, it's only holding me back, slowing me down. You know, so I started making NAAA meetings. I went to rehabilitation centers before. So all these things helped out. It wasn't easy, but it helped out. It helped out. Something I wanted to do to try to get away from the anxiety, the agony of the irritable hearing the voices in my head and the mental illness aspect side of it. I just wanted to escape that world, the mental illness, but it didn't help. Drinking and drugging didn't help. It just made me feel good for that moment. Coming down off the high was always a miserable thing. Why did I do this again? I know better than this. I'm letting myself down, I'm letting my support group down. But let me get it straight. I had a little problem with the law and my support group. So having a problem with the law and my support group, both on my back, and my family, my mother, I had to straighten up. And it was the best thing for me. When I get tempted to use, drink a drug, I try to call up a friend, see what they doing. They watch the basketball game. If they want to play poker, that's my thing. I love playing poker. I won't drink a drug for the rest of my life. Let's just sit at the table and play poker. Right now, I'm slowly progressing in my 5-year goals. You know, it hasn't been easy, but I'm slowly progressing in my 5-year goals. And one of them was to be living on my own. Another one was to be working. I mean, goals is something every productive person in life sets out for themselves. For the young people going through their first psychotic episode, I would tell them be honest with their parents and their psychiatrists, you know, about what they've been doing in the streets with their friends. You have to be open about this because weed and alcohol, these could be triggers to mental illness. You know, so I would tell them to be honest with their parents and their psychiatrists about what they've been doing with their friends and seek for help, you know, because it's out there.